Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Now, back to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Length, girth, grooming, veins, balls.
Everybody's here. It's Greg's nickname for everybody. Yep. I'm length. Todd's girth. Who's grooming? Puss.
Oh, yeah. I'm veins.
Your veins, veins and LD's balls.
That's the bald head.
Be balls.
And your Delta name is Ball.
Why? Why not?
Why do I get to be Mr. Balls?
I'll take girth.
You are girth.
Even though it doesn't really apply, I'll take that as a nickname.
Whatever. I just went around the room.
Yeah, I posted
Greg's little pet names for all of us. Hey, length.
Really makes you feel special,
that's
you know?
That's right.
Too busy veins. On Facebook last night. Trying to educate people.
Yeah, you must have been, yeah.
Trying to help people.
Educate people. That's funny.
Yeah.
Here's, read the email.
Here's one of my posts.
All right. Let me hear it.
A lady asked me.
Did you post it on Facebook or somebody else's page?
Do you have your range of motion back? And I said,
oh, Jesus.
My bad leg.
What happened?
Is now 2 degrees behind my good leg. And I went on to explain that you can get your range of motion back after this sort of injury.
Good. You didn't read it verbatim. Good.
No, I didn't.
Good. Because I don't want to hear that.
Because I go on and on, and I enjoy going
is
on
it that
page.
List? Oh, it's that list.
Yeah.
Because nobody says Trump sucks?
No.
Because he does.
There's no discussion of anything, but, you know, people helping each other out.
But healthcare is in the mix. Why doesn't healthcare come up?
You know, because
you do have to pay for stuff.
Yeah, it does come up a lot, but there's a lot of people from New Zealand. There's a lot of people from England.
Oh, that have actually have good
Canada,
healthcare.
Canada.
Have good healthcare.
That
right.
are on this site.
Right.
So, right. You know, it's a completely different perspective.
All right.
You get the Fern perspective.
Is it everybody, is it all rich guy injury, like skiing?
Oh,
or is
no.
it like some guy hit me with a bat in the park?
No, some
I was
guy,
trying to sell him some blow.
Right.
And he's on the broken labia website.
No, a lot of people fall. A lot of people get hit by a car because okay. it's right about bumper height.
That, oh, yeah, it
yeah,
is.
Yeah, so it's not just horse riding,
good.
Skiing accidents.
Okay, good.
It's just every day, I fell down. Fell down in the parking lot.
Well, you should start a separate site for the washed. You should have to be with the unwashed. No, you just get by a car. Well, we're over here skiing and horseback riding, so I want to talk to you. Morning, Craig. Who else had Hugh Hefner?
Some of the other players that had Hugh Hefner include but are not limited to SpongeBob SquarePants. Who doesn't love that name?
I love that name.
Square Peg Brown Hole gets a hit.
Yeah.
Squat and Gobble gets a hit.
In the morning.
STD Stripper Snail Trail gets a hit.
Yeah, that guy just keeps piling on there, man.
Stoneballs Jackson gets a hit.
I like that. I like that.
Yeah. You keep his statue up.
Yeah, his statue. Yeah.
Old
yeah.
Stoneballs.
Yeah, you see that at Gettysburg.
Sugar Free Semen gets a hit.
Yee.
Sugar on Grandma's Prolapse gets a hit.
Oh.
As does Ten Toed Luke.
Yeah.
Thanks, Pilot.
Thanks, Pilot.
That feels good, Tyler.
Yes, it does.
Gets a hit.
For both of you. I can tell.
Yeah. The call Beaver me, Cleaver
just,
gets a hit.
Just call me length.
The Nipple Bacon Experience gets a hit.
Well, that's just weird.
I'm unfamiliar with that, thank goodness.
Yeah. Yeah, that just sounds gross. Oh, I know what it was. There was a nipple and a bacon. Remember that? Somebody opened their bacon, and there was actually a nipple, a cow nipple on the bacon.
Oh, yeah.
Or a pig nipple.
Or a pig nipple, because a cow nipple would be really
That'd
weird.
That'd be strange.
Yeah.
I believe we shared a picture of it.
Yeah, it was gross as hell, man.
Oddly hot.
Yeah.
I know, I would have been like,
or gross. One of the two.
Well, then it also spawned a long conversation about would you eat the nipple if it was in your...
I'll be licking it.
I've got in your package of bacon.
I'll just lick it.
That's all I do.
Sure. I'd lick it.
All right.
Well, I'd play with the other bacon. I'd lick that one.
It's a fried nipple. I'd eat a whole plate full of fried nipples.
Well, if they all tasted like bacon, hell yeah.
Yeah.
You're chewing on a nipple, though.
I would pierce mine.
I think it'd be just little crunchy, crispy bits after you fry
I'd
it up.
Pierce sure. it and hang it out.
It would be like pork rinds.
Don't yeah. eat the pierced bacon.
Except they're nipples.
I don't see why not.
It pork rind nipples.
It was gross.
A few of those on your salad. Nice little garnish.
Yeah, that should be a new Larry the Cable Guy chip flavor. The nipples of pork rind.
Pork rind nipple.
All right, so hold on. Your length. Mm-hmm. I'm girth. What's that, puss?
I'm grooming.
Length, girth, grooming, veins,
grooming.
Balls.
Yep. Okay, puss is grooming.
Green name for
Tony's vein.
Yep.
And
LD's balls.
LD's balls.
I'm sure you guys couldn't be more proud.
Sure.
Thank you, Craig.
Feel free to refer to us by our
We like the name, Craig.
You could be veins.
Yeah.
That's and he volunteered to be veins.
I want to be veins, man.
By our Delta House nickname.
Grooming is because Puss has no hair anywhere anyway. It doesn't matter.
See us
it's easy
out
to
and about.
When you're bald.
And he grooms us.
Now, he's got hair on his head, but not on his face or his crotch.
Well, he grooms us because he doesn't need to groom himself.
He comes through, picks the nits.
Yeah. And he's been clean and neat his whole life.
I'm eating waffles.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
We're celebrating National Potato Month.
Oh,
potato.
Oh. There you go. That's why you said that.
That is one I'm glad you left till the end of the month.
Me too. It takes a lot out of me to say that word.
It's like
breath control, and it's tough, man.
We got an email from a guy who had just come back from Ireland and said he ordered a side dish of potatoes with everything, and the Irish guys just loved it when he said that. Every time.
It's got to be kind of, you got to throw some Adam Sandler in there. That's how you do it. It's got to be like a little Adam Sandler saying potato.
No, but they laughed every time he did that.
Did they laugh?
No.
No.
No, they did not.
They didn't laugh. They didn't think it was funny.
They laugh in the U.S. People love to say all the side of potatoes.
They did laugh. They're like, no.
Almost half of abortions performed worldwide are unsafe and endanger women.
That's because they're illegal in a lot of places, right?
Yeah. Most of those are back alleys.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, it's a study from the World Health Organization estimates that of the nearly 56 million abortions each year, many of them are performed by someone who lacks the medical skill. Often they're performed in a place that does not meet minimum medical standards. The bulk of the world's abortions are performed in Asia.
But they're always performed where?
Right in the abortion hole.
Oh, yep. God. Thank you.
That's international.
What kind of horrible person would say that?
I don't know.
Hey.
Do you remember why you even said that?
Vaguely. No.
What is abortion?
No. Yeah. I can't. Yeah. I have no excuse whatsoever for that horribleness.
Which country has the most abortions?
Asia.
Well, that's a continent.
Yes.
I understand that.
Right. Huey, you have to get rid of it.
Get rid of it? You know, why don't you just say it? Say the word, Brian. I want to hear you say it.
Abortion! Abortion! You need to get a big, fat abortion right this second.
You can't even say it.
Do you mind if I smoke during my abortion?
Right. So, abortion boy Patino, by the way. How about you? Yeah.
Man. Slick
he's
Rick,
he's looking back to the good old days when he's knocking up boosters, man.
Exactly.
All right.
Now he's coach two.
Yes,
in
he is.
FBI list.
Coach two.
His nickname was Coach Two.
Well, if people want back alley abortions to return to the United States, that's for sure. You hear it all the time.
Something called horizontal hurricanes.
Oh, they play tonight.
Yeah, they do. Go you.
Right.
Maybe in California's future.
We call them the horizontal hurricanes because that's usually their position on the field.
Oh.
Now, they're actually good this year, aren't they?
They're
no.
decent. They haven't played anybody, really. Not yet.
Horizontal hurricanes. They're calling that it's a new name for what have also been called atmospheric rivers. that dump huge amounts of rain over a short period, leading to flooding and landslides. The journal Geophysical Research Letters suggests that Pacific weather systems are now carrying more water and increasing in intensity, much the way that Atlantic hurricanes are.
It's brutal, man, but it doesn't care if you believe it or not. It just happens. It's my favorite part about climate change.
Well, this is not a recent phenomenon.
No, I know, but
this has been going on for a while.
Well, they are increasing in intensity.
That's it.
And they are carrying more water.
Right.
Horizontal hurricane. That doesn't sound fun at all.
Horizontal hurricanes.
Right. That doesn't sound fun at all. Delta offering free in-flight texting.
What does that mean?
Starting here in a couple days.
You couldn't text without paying for it?
You had to pay for the Wi-Fi or the access.
Yeah.
It's probably
why they call it free Wi-Fi then, because it's more than texting. You do other stuff on the plane with the Wi-Fi.
It's not free.
Then why are they saying it's free texting? If you text, it's free, but I don't get it. I saw the headline too. I don't understand it.
Let it go.
Because Wi-Fi
just know that you can now text free. And you can't do other stuff on your phone.
Okay,
but Delta's controlling the connection from the plane to the ground.
So it's just texting.
So you text, it goes from the plane to the ground for free.
But if you want to get on an app or something,
then you're going to
pay. Then you can't do that. Then you got to pay.
Yep.
Right. It will not support the transfer of photos or video files, but just regular text. Because that doesn't take up very much space.
It doesn't. But unless you have to hear this the whole plane. So turn it down, right?
There's that.
Can we send emojis and thumbs up?
I don't know.
Should be able to. That's a character.
I hope so.
I know Greyhound, you can't text.
Because I pretty much communicate exclusively in emojis now.
What are your favorite emojis, Craig?
Length, girth, grooming, veins, balls.
Okay. I like the veins emoji. You ever seen that one?
No.
Big veins.
I have not.
That's the language
even one?
Of the future.
Emojis.
Learn to speak emoji, kids.
No, I don't want to. Over 60% of Americans would like to see a third major political party on their ballots. New poll from Gallup shows that Democrats and Republicans are close to a 50-50 split on the issue. 77% of independents favor a third option, but that just makes sense.
It does. But they still, the thing about political parties, and you're right, there should be another one, is what would be the platform? Would they be liberal socially, conservative fiscally, or would they be liberal fiscally, conservatively? They still have to have a faction.
Right. You just take a faction of one of the political parties and make it its own.
Right.
You know, maybe a Tea Party party.
Hydrant party.
Well, the reason
Tony's in charge of the hydrant party.
Yeah, we should start that one.
There are some far left parties, the green and that kind of stuff. But
they don't get significant votes.
You keep hearing the right, smart right people saying that we can't go the way of Trump. But they won't ever start their own because they would lose the Trumpers and never win an election. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
And that's their problem. I see Joe Scarborough. He's not a Republican anymore. We need to get back to being real Republicans. Well, that ain't going to happen as long as the far right is running and Judge Roy Moore gets elected. You know, they're not going to ever. It's, you know why it's never going to happen? Both sides. The left is not going to just forsake the far left because.
Oh, they want. Everybody wants to be all inclusive.
Right, right. But still, somebody's going to vote for Jill Stein and screw over the party.
Oh, come on now. If I remember correctly, when she's running and you do the little test of who should you vote for, somehow she got her name in there, and every single time, no matter what you choose on whatever issue,
that's right.
It shows up that you should vote for Jill Stein.
Yeah.
She's on your side.
Yeah.
Todd and I both figured that one out.
Yeah. That was a fake one, right?
Well, I don't know.
No, it seemed rigged.
Yeah.
It was rigged. Yes.
Everyone I know.
Right.
That plugged in all their beliefs and whatever. It all came up Jill Stein.
Right.
You should vote for Jill Stein.
I found that the other day. I took one of those ones with what celebrity should you bang or marry? And it kept coming up Jessica Alba, so I kept putting in different information.
Yeah.
It was Jessica Alba. She must want to get laid.
Yeah.
Or something like that.
Oh, I bet she put that together. She did.
Yeah.
She probably listened to that one.
Yeah.
She probably targeted.
You had to list different reasons, something you wanted in a celebrity. And,
right.
With, you know, and Jessica Alba. I'm fine with that. But
she targeted your computer specifically.
I don't know.
So it would come
no,
up.
No, because I saw another friend of mine, and his was Jessica Alba, too.
All the time.
I said, I want to tag that then.
I hear they call this guy Length. But you'd think she'd go more for girth.
Well, you definitely, she ain't calling veins up.
Yeah, no, no. You don't want veins.
That sounds like a crime fighter somehow.
Veins.
A 70 TVs, 70s veins. TV crime fighter.
Right. Uh-oh, here comes veins.
Veins and wheels. Dude in wheelchair.
Oh, yeah. That's a good one.
Oh, yeah. That's a
put that together.
A league of not-so-extraordinary gentlemen right there.
Right. Veins and wheels. He's a superhero. He's an X-Men vein. Yeah. Yeah. He just pops his veins. And people go, oh, they run away. What the hell does balls do?
Just gets them away.
Yeah. Whips out his balls. Yeah. Don't go near him.
He just hangs
he just
out.
Whips him out.
Is that more of a Marvel or a?
It's Marvel.
Yeah, it's Marvel.
Yeah, Bane, Bane's, Bane's Marvel. Marvel.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
So that's a Marvel project right there. Well, let's get to work on the script.
Bane.
The
watch out! It's girth.
We're gonna need length for this one.
The award-winning Amazon series called Transparent.
I've not seen that.
This is with, we talked to him.
Oh, Jeffrey Tambor.
Yeah.
We talked to him right before the first season
he's
of this.
He's a hideous-looking woman.
But apparently a great actor.
He's a great actor, yeah.
Great actor. But it is being reported that this series, Transparent, is making history.
You explained this to me yesterday. I started getting hot. Explain it to me. Mm-hmm.
By showing the first ever transgender full frontal nude scene on television.
Yeah, I got a brain bang cold, but that's me watching it. Yeah.
I hope
Lou
to see
Holtz
that.
Watching it.
Yeah. On Mr. Skin on Monday.
No, I hope not.
Not Mr. Skin.
Craig explained it to me. What does this
well,
mean?
Well, maybe.
Okay.
Well, it means... boobs in a
Craig
penis.
Explains the scene, though.
Yeah. Well, that's Todd's absolutely right there.
Right.
It took Tyler a bit to get that part.
Yeah.
Right.
Yes. Well, I stopped searching for that.
Right.
Anymore.
He's playing coy.
Right.
What does that mean?
What's it look like?
Full frontal transgender. Describe that to me, Craig.
Coy.
In great detail, if you could.
Apparently, slowly. Todd knew right away. Right.
Trans. Yeah. It's pretty much a no-brainer.
Here's what happens. She rolls over.
Length, girth, grooming, veins, balls.
There you go.
And you forgot boobs.
And boobs.
Jump out of the bed.
Yeah. 55-year-old transgender actress Alexandra Billings appears on screen naked in the second episode of the show's latest season. Billings' character Davina is shown lying face down in bed, getting a back massage from her boyfriend, Sal. When he suddenly hits a nerve, she screams out in pain before flipping over onto her back, exposing her breasts and penis.
Ooh, flip yeah. over.
Is she hot?
From the waist up.
That's what I mean. Is she hot from the waist up?
Billings.
Is your video of this chick?
I'm sure, yeah.
Post? Go to your favorites and show it to me.
Favorites.
Well, I guarantee your skin has it.
Yeah, but I don't know. Skewin probably put that in Mr. No, he'd show the top hat. He'd show it. Yeah. We'll ask him next week. We're talking
that
to
may be the first dual entry.
Yeah,
to
right.
Mr. Skin and Mr.
Not
Man.
Necessarily a Mr. Man one. It's not necessarily a Mr. Skin. He may have to create a category in between.
Well, the boobs are Mr. Skin. The penis is Mr. Man. Hello.
Oh, there it is.
Now, she's 55, right?
Yeah.
Oh, I was hoping she was younger.
I didn't want to see that.
I was hoping she was younger. Is she pretty? Is she pretty?
No.
Oh, she's not. Yeah, we need like a 25-year-old she-male.
But most don't go through with that till later in life.
Well, no. This girl still has a penis. There's a lot of she-males that still have their penis.
Yeah.
Thanks for joining me on that clip, Todd.
You would know.
Thanks for joining me on that clip. You stepped right on that.
I'm going to step out and go grab a bottle of bleach for my eyeballs. I'll be back in just a minute.
So it's a 55-year-old dude with boobs, right? That's what you're looking at?
Yeah.
All right.
I clicked off of it, thank God.
Well, no.
So it's not some Thai boy, some hot Thai boy.
Guy. No.
Any veins?
It's a she now.
Oh, she got it cut off?
No, still
making the transition, now one must refer to Alexandra as a she.
I get it.
She said that she pushed the transparent creator.
Pushed.
The creator, Jill Soloway, for the full frontal nude scene before production started on season 4.
Jared pushed,
she was
put it out there
ready to show
media.
Her body. Alexandra said she asked for this specifically.
All right.
Send it to my phone, puss.
We'll be back.
I'm going to go in the office and masturbate.
All right.
All right,
you got time,
Tom.
it's you porn today. Again. I noticed it this time.
Sit next to the masturbator.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.